next one is also from the Director of Department of Public Works. This is an informational status report on O'Donnell Park parking structure improvements. It was considered by the Committee on Transportation Public Works, who will refer, wanted to receive a place on file, will vote a 5-0.
Good morning. Good morning. Jack Dekarian, Director of Transportation Public Works. Before you have a report, it's a status update as to where we are with the O'Donnell parking structure, renovation improvements. Mr. High will outline the report to you. If you have any questions, we're certainly going to answer that.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the report before you is our project status report number one. We will be in each of the next few counties board cycles, we'll be submitting additional status reports on this project. It's divided into two components, facade restoration and interior repairs. The project scope that are described in the report for each of those components is the same project scope that we present to the board in the prior report. The facade restoration component involves removal of the precast panels hanging on the outside of the building and then restoration of the facade that's left with those panels on. This report focuses primarily on planning and design consultant selection and the timing of the project. There were 9 consulting firms here received the RFP for this first component of work. Of the 9, one, Wiss Janey Elster, was discounted. They were interested in the proposal, but we indicated to them because of an opinion from Corporation Counsel that it would be that would be a conflict of interest because they have some professional staff that's involved in a claim against Milwaukee County. We concurred with Corporation Counsel, of course, on that. We had a pre-proposal meeting. 3 firms showed up on Wednesday, December 15th, 2010. We had three proposals submitted. Those were from 3 companies, Carl Walker Incorporated, another Carl Kaler Slater Incorporated, and a third, Wellman Architects. We had a panel review those 3 proposals. Team members were asked to review and score each submittal. The company receiving the highest combined score was Carl Walker Incorporated. They received they were awarded a contract for $198,000 and given a notice to proceed on December 28th. We have complete documentation of that selection process if it's available on request. We did hold a project kickoff meeting on the 28th of December. Some selected milestone dates for this particular part of the project the demolition is being bid separately. That work is projected to start on February 23rd with a completion on April 20th. And then the envelope improvement construction, which would be restoration of the facade, that will be started on March 28th and completed June 22nd. There was a DB participation goal established for that component of the project. It was 25% DBE, and Carl Walker Incorporated is meeting that goal. Okay. As regards the other component, the internal repair component, that involves repair of all the interior deficiencies that were not only found in the VFA, but also within a separate report that Inspect did prior to this, highlighting all of the issues that were deficient. This component of the work would take care of all of those before the structures opened. The consultant selection for that component of the work, again, 9 consulting firms received the RFP. After communications with a number of the consultants, it was determined that that the scope of work was a pre-proposal meeting wasn't required. We had a lot of interest from these 9. However, on December 15th, we only received 1 proposal, and that was from Grave USA. We once again reviewed that proposal and found that they were qualified and responsive and responsible. Grave USA was awarded a contract of $97,000 and given a notice to proceed on December 28th. Milestone dates on that component of the work on the interior is being done concurrently with the demolition and the facade restoration. They'll have to work and coordinate to get that work all done before the 1st of July. The milestone dates on that interior work is they start work on March 21st and complete on June 3rd. A goal of 10% DB participation was established for that component, and Grave USA is meeting that goal.
This is Supervisor Johnson, followed by Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the for the first project, for the facade restoration component, I appreciate the 25% DB component, but why is because of the contract amount for the internal repair component? Is it, why is 10%? Because it's only $97,000.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, that has to do with the specialized work involved with the structural evaluations and repair. There's also a large amount of money involved in the potential of coating the deck. The design of that is proprietary.
Mm-hmm.
Our consultant requested a 10% goal, and we discussed that with the Office of Community Development Business Partners, and were able to establish that 10% as a
because of, pardon me?
Who did sign off?
Who did sign off? Okay, I'm just asking. I'm thinking because of the amount. It's not the amount. It's because of the specialized services that are being rendered. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you. I would just say that Park spent about 2 hours on this the other morning. The one issue I want to make sure I resolve, because I've read different reports, we are not currently on a 30-day delay. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, we are not on a 30-day delay. What we are moving forward is the schedule that you have in this packet. There was some discussion at Parks about delaying this 30 days, but we have not been directed that way at all at this point. And I would tell you that we are in a tight time frame with July 1st the way it is. And we'd want to stay on track with the schedule you have in your packet so that we can open the facility on time.
I'm pleased to hear that. That wasn't clarified on, what was that, Tuesday morning? Just to point out, a 30-day delay would open this facility at the end of summer as opposed to getting it open by July 1st. And you would miss some major, major events. And, you know, after having listened to all the comments and actually some of the criticism from Mr. Cudahy, a comment was made by Mr. Cudahy that he wanted Betty Brand Museum in Discovery World. And I think there may be some motivation there to get Betty Brand in Discovery World. And we heard from Betty Brand on Tuesday morning. They were very adamant about getting this thing on track and open. I think we have obligations. So I can't stress enough how we have to keep this timeline going and not cause further delays on this. And the only thing I would like to also inform the committee is Supervisor Broderick, as chair of Parks, and myself will be sponsoring a resolution that will engage in long-term planning for the entire lakefront area. The city of Milwaukee already has a master plan, which has not been approved by the county council. They did not speak to the county, even though we own most of the major assets along there. I think it's high time we got all of the stakeholders together and started involving the county in some of those strategic planning procedures. This is very long range, 10 years, 20 years, whatever. And next time we have to talk about O'Donnell Square, hopefully we'll have a plan in place.
Yeah.
So that will be going forward. I talked to Julie Ash this morning. And if anyone else wants to co-sponsor, I'll give you an opportunity when we get it written up. Thank you.
Thanks, Supervisor. Any further questions or comments? With this project, are they meeting the residency requirement passed by the board?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, yes, 50% goal.
Seeing no further questions, and this is informational item.
Yes,
okay, we can move on to the next item.